the country elevators were kind of what I was trying to develop at that time. And really it was de-developed because we were getting out of a lot of our elevators. We were swapping and selling and tearing them down. And so we went through quite a phase of downsizing, mm-hmm. you know.
When would that have been? What years, over what years?
Those were in the 70s. And I should be able to tell you more clearly that, but 70s and 80s, and that's when all grain companies realized they had too many elevators, and they weren't handling enough grain. So
what had changed that they suddenly had?
Well, I think the biggest thing was that the trucks got bigger, and there was almost all elevators at every site. There wasn't much room to expand in the elevator business, but what we did at our stronger points, we built another bigger elevator with a bigger scale and a bigger driveway and a bigger everything else. So as the trucks got bigger, we got more efficient. When I started, if an elevator manager handled, well, let's say 80,000 bushels of grain in a year, which is about 2,000 tons. Our bigger elevators now are handling double that in a day. So you can see how the horrendous change came. But it came slow. We got on our first concrete elevator at Transcona here in Winnipeg. It's an engineering feat of the wheel. It whirled. It tipped over. If you ever drive out by Springfield Road, mm-hmm. they put the workhouse on piles, so it stood up. But the annex was a million bushels and a huge thing. And they felt it was out in the Bald Prairie in those days. It was back in the, well, it was built in 1912. So in those days, it was just out in the prairies. Well, they never did soil tests. They didn't know enough about soil testing in those days. And it tipped over. They started to fill it on one side. So they righted it. And they used it for a while.